everything turned on here. It's good to see everybody out this morning. And I want to talk some this morning about a subject matter that really was involved in our Bible class, but we kind of did the Passover with it. And we didn't talk about it much, and that is the subject matter Paul mentioned in the fourth chapter, meditating. A meditation, and that's why we have that first psalm read for us, a psalm that probably about everybody here knows very well. And it talks about the man, it compares him to a tree planted by the rivers of water. And in that first psalm, it talks about that, what that person thinks about. And in verse 2, it says, delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And there's a number of passages in the Bible that talks about meditation. But yet, if I would say that word, what comes to your mind? What kind of mental image comes to your mind when we think about meditating? Is it perhaps the idea of somebody sitting in a top of a hill someplace, right in a meadow, out in a cow pasture, or maybe in the living room floor, and they have their knees crossed, they have their palms facing upward, and they have a finger pressed against their thumb, and they're humming some type of hum, or they have some kind of Eastern type of music in the background? Is that what we think about when we think about meditation? I think it does come to mind that way a lot of times because of the way it's portrayed on television or maybe things we've heard about it. And so we're going to take some time this morning to talk about meditation and look at what it means, first of all, according to the Bible. Also, as far as what exactly are we meditating on? What is it that we should be focusing on in our meditation? And finally, why we do it. What is, as I put in the bulletin, the value of meditation? That's what we want to talk about this morning. And so we get started here. There are various words in the Bible translated as to meditate or to meditation, some along that lines there. And I'm not going to try to pronounce all the Old Testament Greek words by this here. But one is this word here, to me, to muse on a matter is the idea of meditation. We read about that in Genesis, the 24th chapter. Whenever the servant of Abraham has gone to find a wife for Isaac, and upon finding her, he comes back with Rebecca and mentions to us in the 63rd verse of Genesis 24, as Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, he lifted his eyes, looked at there, the camels were coming. And there's the idea to muse on a matter. Sometimes we have to get it by ourselves, remain at the end of the day, and certain thoughts come to your mind. I remember a lot of times that my dad would be out there with the cows, and mom would say something about, go out and get your dad's supper ready. And I would go out there, and he would be watching the cows, eating them. And I would ask him sometimes, Dad, what are you doing? And Dad just think, well, I'm just thinking. Now, he didn't say I'm meditating, but that's the idea of rolling things over in your mind, to muse about certain things is the idea to meditate there. In other words, means to ponder, to talk to oneself. You know, sometimes we talk about the fact it's not a good sign when you are talking to yourself. Now, I just reminded the person says, well, if I'm the most intelligent person I know, then it's a pretty good conversation. And so in this case here, it does mean, though, to have this, and we all have done this, whether your lips are moving or not, but you actually do have a conversation. You are reasoning things out. You're talking to yourself. And that is used, again, in the Bible in 145th Psalm, verse 5. It says, I'll meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, on your wondrous works. And so the idea, again, of to reason things out is the idea to ponder about things, to spend some time with. Another word means to murmur as to ponder. Again, there's some overlapping in these definitions here if you look at those. But I like what the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia has for this. And there it says to have a deep tone. Now, I usually think about that in the sense of one's voice, to have a deep voice. But here it goes on, it says, as to think deep thoughts. Now, there's times we are spending time with reasoning things out, and it may be something hard to figure out, something that we are having to spend time wrestling with it for a while, and thinking those deep thoughts. Again, the Bible talks about that. Psalms 49 verse 3. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. There's a lot of things we have to really sit down and think about for a while. You know, we may hear something and somebody say, what do you think about that? And we may say, well, you know, I'm not sure. Just give me some time to think about that. And that's what we're doing is we may wrestle with something, try to figure out, well, if this here means something, then what does that mean? Or if this is true, then what does that mean I need to be doing? Those kind of things we have to think about a lot of times. You know, the Bible doesn't give us an answer for every possible situation specifically, but it gives us some general principles that we have to learn how to apply. And so we have to meditate about those things, have deep thoughts about them. And then also it means to make a whispered sound. Make a whispered sound. And that's a reference to the idea of meditation through music. And we hear songs. We sang some songs this morning. And there are certain verses or certain words there that may stick with us, may think about for a while or stay with us. And that's what it means here, that there are certain phrases of music. Psalms 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We're to be thinking about the words that we sing and about the importance of the power of those words. And then one last word here, one last definition, it means to contemplate a mental image, to see something in your mind. Now this is hard for me because sometimes Regina will say, you know, if we would do this, maybe if we would paint this color, or we would put something over here, fence here, wouldn't that look nice? And I have trouble seeing that. I'm a visual person. I mean, I have to see it literally in order to see it mentally. But, you know, sometimes with athletes, I think about maybe the broad jumper or the high jumper, that you'll watch them as they're, before they are actually running, and you'll notice a lot of times they're looking out there, and maybe in a case where their head is bobbing here, and in the mental image, they are literally taking every step to the point where they jump. And they'll do that a number of times because they have to get a set in their minds. You know, same thing we may do the Word of God. We read about it, and we have to have a mental image of what it's talking about to us. And so these words are used in the idea of meditation in the Old Testament. Now, New Testament is a little bit simpler, because New Testament is only two words. And one of those words means to resolve a matter in your mind. To come to a conclusion is the idea here. And we read about that in 1 Timothy 4, verse 14. It said, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, or the eldership, as my translation says. But verse 15 says, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. To reason something all the way out. Again, to resolve the matter in your mind. And again, there's a lot of subjects in the Bible that are not always easy as far as application. And you have to come up with, if this passage means something, what does it mean? What's the application of my life? Maybe a case of that. And then the other word means to take inventory, to reason matter to a conclusion. Again, very similar as far as a definition here. And that's what Paul, when Philippians 4 chapter,